The Deputy Minister of Transport, Dr. Joyce Bawa Mutari, says the Ghana Airports Company has acquired a $250 million loan from some financial institutions in the country to enable a Turkish-based company to refurbish the country's airports. Madam Bawa Mutari disclosed this on Unique Breakfast Drive.
Sole sourcing per se is not an act of graft or an act of dishonesty. It is a certain situation that will give rise to the need to sole source for certain services. But I'm happy to announce that the Ghana Airport Company in particular, specifically with reference to the issue that you raised about Terminal 3, actually got a syndicated loan facility from a few banks to the tune of about $250 million. The contractor, I am told, is a Turkish company. We have been briefed as a ministry about goings on that they are soon to cut the sword for the construction to begin. There is no way that banks will lend you money and there will be no due diligence, that there will be no value for money analysis, and what have you. We wanted to ensure that everybody who signed these bilaterals with us would actually partner with a domestic carrier. It is a sort of example that we have for South Africa and Africa World Airways, that there's a certain partnership so that then they can actually use our fifth freedom rights. These are all policy adjustments that we need to make to attract the requisite investment. Trying to reinvest in our national carrier is one of the ways to market our services as an airport. So it is something that we must all take interest in, that the need for us to have our carrier transcends the petty squabbles that we have.
How far have you gone with that project? I remember last year you spoke about this. You mentioned to me that
very soon you'll be seeing
transaction advisory services were ongoing.
You will soon be seeing the advertisements for expression of interest in proposals in that regard.
On lessons learned with regards to liquidation of Ghana Airways, Madam Bawa Mukhtari said government will improve on the national carrier by going into a public-private partnership agreement.
I believe that Ghana Airways in particular actually worked for well over 25 years.
Yeah.
It was actually a very sustainable, a very efficient and prominent business interest that we had at the time. One lesson that we have taken from there is that maybe it is not in the business of government to be investing in a national carrier. Maybe it is more in the interest of government to improve upon airport and aviation infrastructure so that when a private person undertakes this duty of running a national carrier, he makes his profits, he makes his business, and of course he advertises not just our country.
So which way are we going? PPP arrangement, I guess.
We are going strictly to a PPP arrangement. Okay.